Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday, my friends. It is 6:08. We're going to make Mondays great. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The A-team ready to rock and roll. Greg, you pumped up?
Oh, what? Oh, man.
Oh, vacation mode. He needs a vacation after his vacation. I can understand that. All right. Yeah, it is Monday. We're going to get back to it. Guess who doesn't have to get up and go to work today? That would be Coach Billy Napier. And, you know, the Florida head coach. And, it's about time. And nobody wants to lose their job. And it's still not a good feeling to say, you know, you're not good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, that there's a sting to it. But, you know, a $21 million sting? I'm sorry. You weren't of the caliber that's needed to compete effectively in the SEC. And don't take it, don't let that hurt your feelings. You might have a great coaching future. You might even get really back into the big time at some point if you choose to. But right now, in this stage of your career, you're not quite there yet, and this is not a developing place. No. The SEC, the Florida program, is not a learn-on-the-job kind of scenario. And you've got to get people in there that really are ready to win from day one. They've got to have a great deal of winning experience, but also be fresh from the innovative side. So many poor play calling and clock management that was like, I don't even know how he got away with it when he was, you know, the Louisiana coach, mm-hmm. you know, small time.
Yeah.
Small time compared to the SEC. Again, not meant as an insult, but yeah, what I would consider kind of fundamental type things that he committed over and over again, and a lot of penalties that hurt the team through the season. I mean, it just looked.
And don't you think somebody brought those things to his attention? Like, hey, you're kind of making the same play over and over, and it's not working.
Well, I've seen online, you know, something like hire an offensive coordinator, quit calling the plays. You're fully, you know, you're not really.
Yeah,
it's obviously not. You don't have a level of expertise. Sometimes it's like an ego thing. You think you are, you know, the smartest guy in the room. You think your play is going to work for whatever reason. And I don't know. But look, I wish him all the best. And
he's not going hungry today.
Yeah, that's the thing. Within 30 days, UF has to cut him a check for I think $10 million, like half of what's owed within 30 days. And then he'll get paid out after that. We're still paying, like, three other coaches.
But, yeah, he'll be getting millions per year to not work. Yeah. I mean, he literally could walk away today and never work another day in his life and live a wealthy, wealthy life.
But that, I don't know, you rarely, rarely see that because for you to be hungry enough and work hard enough to just to get to this point, even though, you know, he was not successful, he did get to this point. And that kind of work ethic and attitude, not the kind of people that can just all of a sudden turn into a fisherman in most cases.
Yeah. But he could buy a really big boat.
Well, that's a good
point.
Guys like you and I, Greg, you know, they say, you know, you guys suck, and we're going to replace you. And
happens you know, all the time.
Here's you know, a couple $1 million going out the door, and then we'll pay you, you know, tens of thousands a month for,
I wish
a few more years.
Bob, wake up. Wake up. you're having a dream.
I would take a vow. Of no work ever future.
Oh, absolutely. You'd have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I promise to never compete against you or anybody else.
Yeah, there you go.
If you'll just give me a bunch of money and say goodbye.
Oh.
No, it doesn't happen.
But, yeah, no. Anyway, so you got that going on. And, of course, you know, that is a top story in our area. University of Florida looms large, and it does have an impact, obviously, on the community. And hopefully Scott Strickland will... the athletic director will make, you know, a good choice, a good pick. John Gruden is the guy.
You've been you predicted that weeks ago.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
I haven't heard.
Wasn't there a rumor that he was going to go somewhere else?
Somebody, I think, maybe Penn State reached out to him.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, if he knew the Florida thing was coming, he wouldn't even... Look, he's a Florida guy. I mean, for the most part, he loves Florida. That's why I say he's a Florida guy. He has a house in Florida. John Gruden would be, I think, a great fit. I'm not an expert, but I've been around the block. I've watched a couple of teams here and there. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, and everybody knows the smartest people are the ones on the couch yelling at the TV. And why they don't pay us, I don't know.
Because you know they're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, somebody is, but.
And listen to this. I mean, it's hunting season. Is it black powder still? I don't know where they're at. But, you know, it's hunting season.
Yeah.
But you're the president of the United States. Mm-hmm. I mean, you, hunting season, president. And apparently, right near the airport, Palm Beach, somebody had a deer stand. And they have line of sight to the president? Wow.
You think a lot of hunting goes on next to airports of that cat?
Oh, deer love the smell of jet fuel. They go. They get up in the morning and go, I love the smell of jet fuel in the morning. That's what your average deer says.
Because, you know, I'm just thinking, you know, airplanes, stray bullets. I just don't see that as a usual combo.
Yeah, you would think that they wouldn't allow hunting.
Anywhere near an airport, you would think.
But, just for it being in the background.
Hunting stand near the airport in line of sight with the president.
FBI Director Kash Patel confirmed Sunday Secret Service discovered a hunting stand within view of President Trump as he disembarks Air Force One, Palm Beach International Airport. A suspicious stand near the AF-1 zone.
Ooh.
In a statement to Fox News, Patel explained that the Secret Service discovered what appeared to be an elevated hunting stand. It's called a deer stand.
Mm-hmm.
And it had a view. You could line of sight view. No individuals were located at the scene. Again, probably a completely innocent thing, not intended in any way, shape, or form for the president.
But
now you better tear that thing down because now all the weirdos do know there's one, and you've probably given them a lot of ideas. But a deer stand near an airport. It's an international airport too. It's not like it's, you know, a little podunk thing,
right?
Huh? Yeah, it's kind of kooky.
Uh huh.
All right, man. We've got a lot to talk about today. A lot to get to. Ceasefire back on track. And I know when I first heard it, I go, "What do you mean back on track?" Yeah, Yeah, they went off track for a little bit. I'll explain all of it coming up. It is 6:16. We're making Mondays great. 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yep, it's a Monday. Yeah, I know. Yawn. I'm with you. I totally get it. Good morning. Welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And a quick reminder that you never have to miss a minute of the show. Simply search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it is a busy morning, a lot of guests. You're going to have a lot of conversations, and sometimes people get busy and they miss it, so that way they won't.
We've got our investigative reporter, Nanette Holt. I know she always brings some interesting stuff to the table. We've got special Brotherhood Ride. It's a charitable event. And then Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins will check in with him. So, yeah, bunch of guests. Hey, over the weekend, the ceasefire, there were some issues there. And look, we know that's going to happen. You know, you just know there is going to happen that not everybody is going to play by the rules. You know, was this a rogue group in Rafah, you know, working with Hamas but not really communicating with them, which is what Hamas said? Oh, they've been cut off months ago. Yeah. So they didn't get the memo. So they... So they murdered two Israeli soldiers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, but really not, you know, really, I mean, just because there's an agreement doesn't really mean everything is in place, you know, for this long-term peace that we're looking for.
Well, you're never going to have it in place until you disarm Hamas, which is what needs to occur, clearly. But the Gaza ceasefire agreement between Hamas and Israel faced its first major test on Sunday after the two, I like how they position it. Well, I don't like how they position this, I guess I should say. After the two sides exchanged fire and accused each other of violating the deal. Now, you know, it's like so many other things. When I grew up and there was conflict there in Israel, I remember that right from the get-go, where it appeared to me, and even my dad, who was, you know, well-read, like it was tit for tat. You know, it was back and forth.
Sure.
And so like they're on an even playing field and they're, you know, the hostilities work both ways and all that. And then when I got older and I tended to do my own research, you know, I discovered, no, Israel's been dealing with facets of terrorism since its inception. Mm-hmm. and also attacks by, you know, nations directly. So once you start to gain, at least for me, I mean, I gained a perspective through that. And it doesn't mean Israel's 100% always right, awesome all the time. And it doesn't mean that, you know, the Palestinians are wrong all the time. But if you're going to use terrorist tactics, I'm not going to be supportive of you.
No.
And that's, you know, what goes on.
Whatever the rebuttal is, you got to live or not with it. So.
With you know, accusing the other side. Now, Israel fully admits, yeah, we struck dozens of Hamas targets in response to the blatant violation of the ceasefire agreement. IDF said its targets included weapon storage facilities, firing posts, terrorist cells, and additional Hamas terror infrastructure, and that its forces struck and dismantled approximately 6 kilometers of underground terrorist infrastructure. All right? But then, you know, they came out and said, here's why we attacked. They killed 2 Israeli soldiers. And then when those 2 were killed by tank fire, is my understanding, which I get it that you can't find every hidden Hamas character hiding underground and running around the city of Rafah. I get that. But if they're still in a possession of tanks,
yeah,
that's when I would take out the tank. Mm-hmm. But anyway, and then when medical aid was attempted to being rendered, they were being sniped at.
Right.
So
typical. Yeah.
Hamas blamed Israel for the violations, and they said, here's what they said, in its communication with its remaining units in Rafah, those communications have been cut off for months. We are not responsible for any incidents occurring in those areas. What is that? Is that a plausible deniability? Is it really? Are all communications cut off? I mean, it's possible, but again, then, can you trust... He trusts Hamas.
Well, I was going to say, if you are already, to use an old word, in cahoots with Hamas, and they're like, hey, back off, you know who Hamas is, and you know what they can do to you. That's not very smart on their part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, the peace will hold. We want to move forward in that, and President Trump's all for that. They're back on track from the most recent reports, and that's a good thing. It is 6:27 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got lots of events coming up again. I mean, look, this is going to be another great weekend, great weather, and we'll fill you in on some of those events. Also, shrapnel at an event that was attended by J.D. Vance. A patrol car was hit. It's kind of, well, it's odd. We'll share that with you coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Happy, happy Monday. We'll make it great. 6:37 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy with a traffic update.
Yeah, actually, I mentioned that that I-75 north and south was moving on K through Marion and Alachua counties. However, a little farther south, Sumter County, I-75 south past mile marker 333. Got a vehicle fire there, and that's got the right couple of lanes blocked. So that's actually backing up probably into Marion County by now. So just be aware of that.
Wow. All right. Be safe, my friends. Yep, Monday, sometimes people are a little still groggy. Got to get back into the routine. Hey, got a nice weekend, Biketoberfest, Daytona area, rode over there, had a great time with friends and what have you and all that, and thank goodness, you know, it was safe, as far as I know, I mean, I'm sure there were some reports, but it just, everybody was having a great time, and that reminds me of the Bikers on Parade. Yep. The 2025 edition is coming. This is Saturday, November 8th. For more information, just search Bikers on Parade 2025, and you'll get the information that you need. This has been going on for a long time. The organizers, it's changed hands a couple of times as well, but the turnout... it tends to be awesome because this is as close as this area has ever gotten to the Gainesville area, Lachlan County, to a veterans parade. This is it. It's us bikers. So, it's going to be a great time for a great cause. Get involved in that if you get a chance. Vice President J.D. Vance, the first Marine in history to serve as second in command, gave a fiery speech at Camp Pendleton on Saturday to help celebrate Marine Corps anniversary. And, wow, a piece of metal shrapnel from an explosive ordnance that detonated overhead prematurely struck a law enforcement vehicle in California during the event. Yeah, they confirmed the incident in a press release, CHP did, with Fox News. It took place right near Camp Pendleton, of course, the Marine Corps base in San Diego County. It was fired while CHP officers supported a traffic break along I-5, the same day that Vance, visited to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. Happy birthday,
oh, yeah.
Marines. It is unclear when exactly the incident occurred, huh? But, yeah, to actually have shrapnel fly from that to where they could actually, yeah, this is what that mm-hmm. is, and no one was injured, thank goodness. So that's a good thing. And then what else was going on over the weekend? These no kings?
Oh, my goodness.
My gosh. It's like...
That's so funny,
you know, I'm
almost
thinking no Burger Kings. This is off.
I know.
No Elvis music.
What?
No Jesus.
Oh, no.
I just, yeah.
Hmm.
What is their problem with Kings?
I don't know.
So many memes out. It's like you realize if Trump was a king or there was a king,
mm-hmm.
you probably wouldn't be allowed to have a no kings protest.
I mean, that's kind of why we like have amendments that say you can say bad things about him, but because in the old days, in the old country, you couldn't. So it kind of diluting your own point.
So you've got a San Antonio church and neighborhoods in that area tagged with no kings, vandalism, graffiti. These are people.
That's
clearly
tacky.
they're very classy.
Yeah.
Very classy people. Again, if you had a king
mm-hmm.
and you acted up like that, you would be punished severely. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll leave a mark.
Doug Emhoff participates in a no kings protest. This guy is what a bozo.
Wait a minute though. Didn't his wife gain a position in a way that
she was a queen.
Yeah.
I guess attempting to be a king.
Yeah.
It was okay because if you think about it, Kamala, there wasn't a primary. If anybody was trying to install somebody like a king,
mm-hmm.
the Democrats came an awful lot closer than the Republicans ever have. So it's another like joke on them. And then there's George Conway.
Oh, he's the worst.
Yeah.
Oh.
And his poor wife or the ex now, I don't know. Did she finally get away from that loser?
I don't know. Hope so.
Never Trumper George Conway wears I Am Antifa shirt at No Kings protest.
Does he know who Antifa is or is he just stupid?
I think it's a combination there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's not mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
Because that's really tacky.
Yeah. Well, are they or are they not a domestic terrorist group?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll come and burn down your police station and call it mostly peaceful.
Yeah.
So.
Reporter spotted Conway walking around the No Kings protest wearing that shirt.
Wow.
Yeah, I am pleased to inform our many USA patriots that I am designated Antifa, a sick, dangerous, radical left disaster, as a major terrorist organization, Trump wrote on his Truth Social platform. Yeah, and that just happened this week.
Hmm.
So now you've got George Conway wearing an Antifa shirt.
Yeah, talk to some small American business owners whose businesses were burned to the ground by Antifa in Portland or pick your city, and no, they wouldn't see that as funny.
And this is quite a group. Yep. In some places, protesters were spotted wearing inflatable frog, cat, and dinosaur costumes during No King's protest. I mean, that's kind of cute.
It was. I thought, wow, keep your group entertained there.
I think it's better than in Portland where they had the naked people on bicycles.
Yes, we'll take the blow-up dinosaurs over that any day. Much more family-friendly.
Yeah. One person was seen wearing a Halloween-like mask while holding a sign with the words, it'd be less scary with us in office instead. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. No Kings.
Uh-huh.
No Kings.
I'm kind of craving a Whopper and fries all of a sudden.
Does sound good.
It does.
I usually opt for the double cheeseburger.
Okay. Well, you know. Yeah. Whatever makes you feel better.
6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps. Or just tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Monday. We'll make the best of it on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is 6:51. Head coach, Florida football, Billy Napier has been let go. Yep, they have parted ways. And Billy and his family are going to have to try to get by on, within 30 days, they'll be paid about $10 million. Then the University of Florida will be paying regular payments until the balance of the, about $21 million?
Yeah,
covered.
Boy, how are they going to get by?
And it makes no sense to me where, we talk about a meritocracy where, based on merit, based on performance, people in America should succeed. It's kind of the system was built that way. But yet you can, have a football program and lose. And I'm not trying to be hurtful or anything, but not effective as the coach, not getting it done. And you can walk away with millions of dollars. And, of course, it's not just him. At James Franklin at Penn State, his acting was like $49 million buyout. Yeah. I just want to know, where can the average schmo sign up for that deal?
Yeah. Because we'd do it for half the price.
Is this a bidding thing? Because I would go even lower.
Yes. We're bidding the wrong direction and still happy to have it. Man. He must have had some good folks negotiating for him back then.
And maybe UF didn't have some. I don't know. Again.
How does that happen?
Again, this is not us alone. This is how a lot of the schools are doing it now. I don't know. Why not start with a good base salary that's competitive? Otherwise, you're never going to attract a really great coach. So you got to pay him. I don't have a problem with paying him good money if you bring the wins. And then you have an incentive program. If you win X games, you get an additional X.
Right.
If you take us to a bowl game, you get X. If you win the bowl game, you get X. You put incentives in there. And then you say, okay, if you have a losing season, like less than 500, we can fire you, with not paying you anything.
Right. Yeah.
But
to not be successful and walk away with millions and access to a plane and a car and whatever, that's just kind of crazy.
It really is. So anyway, the bottom line here is that now the athletic director, Scott Strickland, will have to search for a new coach. Now, this is interesting. I remember one time, this is going back many years, not here, and they were going to let somebody go. They were going to fire somebody and I don't know. I don't know why they made me. Oh, they made me privy because they knew a friend of mine would have been very, very qualified for the job.
Okay.
And so I knew. But I'm like, you're coming to me now after you fired the guy.
Right.
Why didn't you come to me before you fired him?
Mm-hmm.
Or why did you start your search? Because I specifically said, I go, well, you know, who else do you have in mind? Well, no one. I mean, we just started our search. So you fired him.
Right.
And it's not like you did anything crazy, you know.
But they, you weren't even, like, thinking ahead to start looking.
Exactly.
While you're getting rid of the guy you're going to get rid of? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Why wouldn't you?
Wow.
Strategery. Why wouldn't you always sort of have a plan?
Mm-hmm.
And especially as they've been calling for his head now.
Oh, yeah.
For a while.
Well, if you see your head coach getting booed.
Yeah, that's not a good look.
But I'm just saying, on more than one occasion at the end of the game, maybe you've got to be thinking, you know, maybe the fans are wanting something different. And you start looking.
Yeah.
I know it's a crazy thought and all. But
well, John Gruden.
Oh, here you
John
go.
Gruden is the guy, in my opinion. Send your letters. I don't know. I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, but you've been saying he's the guy, so we'll see.
He's the guy.
Whether they pick him or not, he's still the guy, right? In your mind,
you know. I just think he's awesome.
Yeah.
I think he's right now an untapped talent. John Gruden for head coach. You know, and if it does turn out, I want like a little finder's fee or something.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I'll take it in swag.
Tickets?
Yeah. President's box?
Yeah. Could happen.
Yeah, maybe. We've got a lot more coming up, including the No Kings protest in Ocala. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.